streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Thursday. What a pleasure it is, live in Los Angeles. Foggy Los Angeles yesterday. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. So nice to be here with Joy Taylor. Joy is doing some stuff on TikTok that deserves recognition. It looks like so much work. I'm just like, every time I see your TikTok videos, I'm like, they're so smartly done and edited. And I asked you this morning, do you do those? And I thought you had a staff or something, and you did. How long does that take?
It took a little while. The thing about TikTok is I don't know what I'm doing, you know, because I look ravishingly young, but I am in fact a middle-aged woman. And you got to find your own way on TikTok. Like, I'm not doing those dances and that ridiculous nonsense. but I gotta say, like, these TikTokers making all this money, they're doing work. They're not just laying around on their couch.
It's hard. 1 hour from now, Greg Cosell. If you bet football, you play fantasy football, you just love to get smarter with football, Greg Cosell, 15 minutes, makes me smarter every week. He'll join us. So in Cleveland yesterday, and this is really interesting, it's everybody's blaming everybody. And that's, you know, what people tend to do. Finger pie. It's your fault. You're the reason. Your fault. And I said with Baker and OBJ, I don't care. Whatever. I'm not into that. The bottom line is it's the biggest game of the year for Cleveland. And your team's got a total distraction. And Cincinnati is totally focused after getting beat by the Jets. So you're going to get Cincinnati's best game at home of the year, and Cleveland's a mess. But it is interesting. Tom Brady, 22 years, and he's never had a problem with a wide receiver. Baker Mayfield's first star receiver implodes. Colin, you said you weren't going to blame Baker. Don't get defensive. I'm not blaming him. But it's the reality of Baker. I'm not saying it's Baker's fault. It's the reality of Baker.
Baker is combative. Good God, folks. I warned you about OBJ and you didn't listen. I told you it wasn't going to work in Cleveland and you didn't listen. I've been warning you 3 years with Baker. Brady's got a chip on his shoulder, but it never gets the best of him. Baker's got a chip on his shoulder. About half the time it gets the best of him. He calls out the Cleveland medical staff. He called out Duke Johnson's salary. He had to be told by the front office, stop responding to Cowherd on social media. That's a fact. And now this blows up. I'm not blaming. He's combative. In Kansas, he once got into an argument during a coin flip. He did, you know, offensive gestures. Some would say offensive in college to the opposing sideline. He's combative. He's turbulent. A lot of people have chips on their shoulders. Brady, 22 years, never lets it get in the way. And this is something, what I'm about to say here is, I've always said Baker always has to win the press conference. He's always got to be snarky. He's always got to have the final word. And people like that usually have no self-awareness, right? Like they just don't get. They think they're saying stuff and it won't land and it's not punitive and it won't come back to bite them. You're always better off to take the high road. And a lot of you can just blame OBJ. But we all knew, Joy knew, I knew, Ryan knew, you knew, anybody listening to me, you all knew OBJ can run a little hot. Dak Prescott knew that Dez ran a little hot. And Russell Wilson knows that DK Metcalf can run a little hot. And Tom Brady knows that AB can run a little hot, a little emotional. So they change. Dak changes. Russell Wilson senses that. Tom Brady senses that. Pays a little more attention. Okay? Going to take one for the team, not trying to win the argument. When you're in a relationship as a franchise quarterback or not with somebody that's emotional, that's okay. It's a human quality. Joy, my family, we all got somebody in the family. Runs a little hot. Bring the temperature down in the room. But Baker doesn't have a second gear. Baker's always got to have the final word. Baker's always got to be combative. Baker's got to call out the medical staff. He's got to coin flip against Kansas. When you're at Oklahoma, you have to get into an argument with Kansas. What do they win, a game a year? He just has one gear. Snark, combative, chip. And in this instance, he's talking yesterday, I thought we got along great. Yeah, because the guy who always has to win the argument never really has the self-awareness to understand. You're aggravating. By the way, I told you last year on this show, we have it archived. I told you OBJ wasn't into Baker. So I knew it, but Baker didn't. How did he not watch the New York stuff? OBJ's great. Runs a little hot. Dak had a receiver. Run a little hot. Brings the temperature down. Randy Moss, AB for Brady. So bring the temperature down. That's your responsibility as a leader, to be able to work with all sorts of, and I don't know why it is the wide receiver position. I've talked about this before. Maybe it's because they break the huddle first. They're the playmakers on most teams. But, wide receivers sometimes, they're not all Larry Fitzgerald. They're not all Julio Jones. Some guys want the ball, demand the ball. They get frustrated more quickly. That's okay. Your job is to make it all work, is to have a second gear, is to sense the temperature in the room. It's not a blame on Baker. It's a reality on Baker. He's combative with the media, with me, with Duke Johnson, with the medical staff, with Kansas. That's what he is. So if you're flying on Baker Mayfield Airlines, you're just always going to have more turbulence. The good pilots, the good quarterbacks can move around the turbulence. Baker, we're going right at it, baby. That's who he is. It's not blame. It's the reality of his personality. This Aaron Rodgers thing is it's interesting, right? And what a shock. I'm leading with Baker and Aaron Rodgers. It's interesting for a lot of reasons. So the NFL, and I'll read this verbatim, right? I don't want to get this messed up. The NFL is looking into these protocol enforcements with the Packers. Is that, there's a lot of speculation now that Aaron was in places he shouldn't have been without a mask. In August, Rodgers told reporters he'd been immunized, but protocols require Rodgers now to spend minimum 10 days away from the team. That means he's going to miss Kansas City and he'll be available to come back at the earliest a day before Seattle. Well, then forget it. You're not. I mean, good luck playing the Seahawks, the desperate Seahawks with one day to prepare. It could get worse. The NFL absolutely could step in here and go, listen, you broke protocols. You're out for the Seattle game and one more. So Albert Breer talked about this morning on Fox Sports Radio.
This, though, I think is going to test a few things, right? Because I think that, like, when you look at where some of the rules were broken, and everybody is sort of complicit in it, right? Because the Packers knew the rules, the league knew the rules, Aaron knew the rules. I think when the finger-pointing commences on this, because it's going to start at some point, whose back do the Packers have, right? And are the Packers going to defend themselves, or are the Packers going to close ranks with Aaron Rodgers? I think the way all of that plays out could certainly have an effect on what happens in February and March when we're figuring out whether or not Rodgers is going to be on the team in 2022.
Now, we always know with stories like this, a lot of the information comes down the road. They'll write a book about it. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers will be a book. Seth Wickersham will probably write that book. But there'll be stuff that comes out. So what I'm wondering today is something I don't know. But I'm just going to throw it out there because I'm an opinionist. Green Bay knew he was unvaccinated. And because of the turmoil in the summer, and because Aaron has been dramatic and prone to passive-aggressive shots at the franchise, did Green Bay just let it go because they were walking on eggshells because they didn't want to tick Aaron off? And because the summer was so, you know, ugly and bumpy, did Green Bay know it and say, let's just get through this. Let's just support Aaron now. And that is the downside to being highly dramatic and highly emotional. Like I said, Brady's got a chip. It never affects him. Baker's got a chip. It affects him daily. Aaron's got a chip. We know that. He's starting to be closer to Baker than he is to Brady, which is it now affects him and affects people around him. Were the Packers so concerned about walking on eggshells with Mr. Sensitive and Mr. Unhappy that they just sort of broke protocols and said, let's just get through it. Let's just keep him happy. We're playing well. I don't know the answer to that. But it's interesting. Sally Jenkins is a great sports writer, and she had a great launch. She had a column yesterday, or maybe it was this morning. And let me read this. She said, obviously, it's Rodgers' choice whether to get vaxxed, but he's not entitled to free will on this matter. He's a supposed leader who takes up an ungodly amount of salary space, and he audibly sulked over the Packers' decision to draft his possible successor, Jordan Love. This is where it's interesting. How does a quarterback make people believe in him, not just by throwing it beautifully on the run? Trust is the number one thing in authenticity and leadership. Sally Jenkins quotes the renowned personality profiler and leadership expert Robert Hogan. Robert Hogan said, the most surprising thing he's learned in his research is that 75% of the leaders alienate people with the way they communicate, yet hardly recognize their effect. Among the mistakes they make up, lying to others and thinking others don't see their lies. Keep your word, everything else pales by comparison. Now, we don't know if teammates of Aaron knew. We don't know if he is lying to them or the Packers. I gotta believe they kinda knew, right? People had to kinda know, despite Aaron sort of manipulating and massaging the words in the summer. But I think my number one question in this, and I don't have an answer, but every person listening to this show and watching this show has somebody they work with or somebody in their family that tends to be prone to outbursts and very sensitive. And how do you act around them? You're always walking on eggshells. Did the Packers, because of Aaron's dramatic summer, walk on eggshells? No, Aaron was breaking protocols and just thinking, God, let's just get through it. Let's just, crap, we're playing well. Let's just appease Aaron. And that is the downside to being offended daily, emotional weekly, passive-aggressive shots at the organization. Everybody's just trying to appease Aaron. Did the organization go a step further and break rules? I can't wait to learn about that. I don't know. I'm reading as much as I can. But leadership, constitutes a lot of things. Sometimes it's not talking. Sometimes it's emotional discipline. And it's always authenticity. All right. Bill Simmons, by the way, was on our show yesterday. I was encouraged. Before I get to that, I was very encouraged. Most of the American sports media has been a valet for Aaron Rodgers, parking his quotes for years and playing to Aaron's neediness. I have not, of course. Bill Simmons has also been occasionally willing to say, yeah, some of this is occasionally on Aaron. Here was Simmons yesterday on our show on Aaron.
I think Rodgers is a diva. I think he's been a diva the last couple of years. I thought the way he handled this whole offseason was very diva-ish. He didn't seem like a team-first guy to me. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why he chose the week of the NFL draft to blow it up into an even bigger story. And to me, he just seemed like a classic narcissist the last year, where everything was somebody else's fault. He took no responsibility. He honestly seemed to think he was going to be the Jeopardy host, which was insane. They were never making him the Jeopardy host. So when you throw in everything today, it's like, yeah, that's on brand for what we've seen.
Interesting stuff from a smart guy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for.
bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors Dippers love, mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Go to simplysafecolin.com, 40% off their award-winning home security, simplysafecolin.com. So Kevin Stefanski, OBJ, is not at practice again today. There's an understanding right now, and it's really complicated. It has to do with money. But, you know, they owe OBJ $8 million. If he took three, maybe they'd cut him, and then he could go to the waiver wire, and everybody could, he could go where he wanted to go. And it's very complicated. It's boring. It's not good sports talk radio. But that's kind of the process they're in. They don't want OBJ around. The Herd brought to you by Credible. Great rates. None of the bull. It's really funny. So Nick Wright brought up an interesting point. Now, a lot of people think, oh, OBJ is washed. We do this all the time with great athletes. Oh, they're done. Oh, they're washed. Then they get a better environment and they crush it. They're not done. They've got the ability to be great, maybe not as often, but great. I mean, Kobe scored 60 in his last game. You can still be great, just not as often. So a lot of people think OBJ is washed, and Nick Wright talked about this morning.
Maybe his dad shouldn't have Instagrammed that video. But the video was convincing. And Odell is open a lot. And it doesn't look like Odell's a bad player. It looks like he's not getting opportunities. Randy in Oakland, people are like, he's cooked. He's done. It's very similar to Odell's career in Cleveland. Very similar. And then Broussard, Randy's first game out of Oakland, he happened to be playing our beloved coach Mangini's Jets, and he went 9 for $1.83, a score, including a touchdown where I think he ran I've never seen this route before. It was just a curl across the entire field. I think it was triple covered. It didn't matter. That was his first game. His first game out of Oakland. It's like, oh, he's Randy Moss again.
It is interesting. So here's OBJ's years with Baker, because you all think he's cooked, right? And then there's Randy Moss's years with the Raiders. For our radio audience, Randy had a few more touchdowns, but targets per game, catches per game, yards per game, all the same. And so, do I think OBJ can play? Yeah. I think he's brittle. I think he is brittle, but the idea that he can't play, he can still play. He can still get open. We have an 11-minute video edited by his dad. He can get open. So I think we kind of predicted this. I said the key to Baker Mayfield is going to be, I said this in September, is going to be late October, early November, because he's going to start playing the Steelers. Oh, he just lost to him. And the Bengals. Joe Burrow's on fire. And he's going to play Lamar a couple times. And then Mac Jones. And I said, this is going to be the time for Baker Mayfield that the front office won't say it publicly, but they will decide if Baker's the guy. And Baker just lost to Pittsburgh. Now in the biggest game of the year, Joe Burrow off an ugly loss at home against the team in Cleveland that has massive disruption. What if Baker loses that one? Oh, by the way, 2 weeks later, it's Mac Jones in New England, and both he and the team are hot. And it's Lamar twice. This was the time you did not want a distraction. But as I said earlier, with Baker, Baker Airlines is always eventually going to hit turbulence. This is just the airline. It's always going to get bumpy because he doesn't know how to avoid bumps. Got to have the last word. Got to be a smart aleck. Got to call out somebody. Got to win the press conference. So it's very interesting. And also, and I'll just throw this out. Why wouldn't Cleveland just, I mean, what does it matter? It's $8 million, it's $4 million. Just let OBJ go. You're not using him. You don't even want him at practice. Why does that extra $4 or $5 million matter to Cleveland? I mean, they'll be able to bring back their team despite that. But that $4 or $5 or $6 million could be valuable if you were, say, acquiring another quarterback. Just a thought. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, yesterday was a very casual day in NFL news. Run-of-the-mill Wednesday. So it was announced that Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID and will not be on the field for the Packers' big matchup with the Chiefs on Sunday. But they could be missing him for more than just the one game.
It's a little crazy.
So because he is unvaccinated, he must miss a minimum of 10 days.
Minimum.
So the earliest he can return is next Saturday, November 13th, which is one day before the Packers host the Seahawks.
Oh, good.
So it's one day before a home game against the Seahawks. So if he does play, it'll have been a whole week of practice that he has missed in advance of that game. And Seattle, in contrast, will have 2 weeks to prepare because they are on a bye and they are looking to get Russell Wilson back from a finger injury for that game.
And that'll be the healthiest Seattle has been all year, too.
Right. Now, in Green Bay's favor is that they are at home and
Seattle's secondary is awful.
It's a road game for Seattle, and we don't know if Russell Wilson's going to be back. And Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, so we don't know if he's having, you know, symptoms or anything, but if he is non-symptomatic or asymptomatic and he is just, you know, doing Zoom calls and things like that, obviously you don't want to miss a week of practice. But if it's going to be a player that's going to miss a week of practice, Aaron Rodgers has a little bit of experience. It's, you know, there are those things working in their favor, I guess, when you're examining this situation. But, you know, there's all this talk about privacy and why do we care and why does it matter? And, you know, for people who have these very strong opinions about vaccines, which most people do, if you are anti-vax or you are supportive of Aaron, you know, not getting vaccinated, these are the things that keep coming up. Now, the privacy thing, I don't even want to have it. If you're a front-facing person, you don't have privacy. Welcome to 2021. Yeah. I don't know how else to explain that to you.
You and I don't have privacy.
It's like talking to children. Like, it's not your reality. If you don't want it, don't be a front-facing person. Like, this is the exchange that you make. Fame is brutal, and that's what it is. Like, that's why you get paid, but you get paid. You're a front-facing person. Also, we have injury reports. We know when these guys have surgery. We know how much money they make. We know how much time is left on their contract. There's no privacy when it comes to this. But the reason why it matters is not because we have these strong opinions about vaccines. It's because if you're not vaccinated, you won't be available. So it literally affects on-the-field games. Like, it affects the actual play.
Yeah, so the NFL was very clear in the preseason.
Yes.
These are the rules if you're not vaccinated. We're not going to mandate you're vaccinated. On a bye week, you can't leave town.
No.
You have to get at the facility, got
to
be tested.
You have to be tested. It's the same protocols essentially as last year.
Yeah.
When they didn't have a vaccine.
So you had a choice if you're Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley was right up front, I'm not doing it. That's fine. Cole Beasley still plays.
Yeah.
He's just going to take more tests. It's a decision Cole has made. Now, I have said I didn't like Kirk Cousins or Carson Wentz or Cam. I ripped all of them. I said quarterback is different. There's seven receivers a team, nine linebackers. There's two quarterbacks. You have to be responsible. We can't have you. By the way, so I've always been, I ripped Cam, and I ripped Carson, and I ripped Kirk, so I'm ripping Aaron. Quarterback is different. There's only two of you on the roster, and if one of you gets it, quarterbacks get hurt all the time. You could have, by the third quarter of a game, you could have no quarterback.
Well, you could be in a situation like Denver last year, where you actually have no quarterbacks on the roster because of COVID.
Yeah.
Now, that there wasn't a vaccine available, so there was different protocols, and it was, you know, much more extreme situation, but they could have been in this situation very easily because of this. And to your point, we just saw this last week because Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard were out, and they were still able to get a win over the undefeated Cardinals. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers was there.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron Rodgers didn't have the best statistical game, but do you feel like they're winning that game without Aaron Rodgers?
I certainly don't. I will tell you this, though. I am fascinated. I will not leave my seat to watch Jordan Love.
No,
I got to see it.
It's become an infamous game. Like, what was supposed to be a marquee matchup? Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, which, by the way, the fans were robbed of. Now, it is a must-watch for a completely different reason.
What if Green Bay gets rolled? What if Jordan Love looks fantastic? It's the
ultimate reality show.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to watch it.
No, it is. It's very interesting. But that's why it's a big deal. I don't know why I have to explain this to people, because it is, though. Like,
yes,
it's not. We're not talking about this just because we have, like, these hot take political opinions. He's not available to play. It's the same thing as having an injury, except for he decided to put himself in this situation.
Right.
So the Rams made another big move to acquire Von Miller from the Broncos before the trade deadline. And although Miller said it hurt, he was very emotional when he found out about it. There's like a video out there like, this is, you know, we talk about these trades and moves like it's really nothing, but these are human beings and there's a lot going on when you are traded. And he said he's excited to get started with his new team.
It's starting to feel real good. You look at all the talent that we have. You know, I went to sleep 4-4 and woke up 7-1. You know, it's not, on the back end of things, you know, it's not really that bad. And, you know, it's better for me. It's better for the organization. And you just got to, you know, let reality seek in. That I get to play with, you know, Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and Leonard Floyd and, you know, Matthew Stafford and this solid offensive line. And they got a solid team. And, you know, the Denver Broncos, they're still building. You know, there's still family and stuff, but this team is ready to win right now, ready to win championships right now, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
You know, it's interesting that it's a little bit like Tampa. So Tampa had so much talent last year that they could, you know, sit Vitavia for another week. You can, okay, we'll keep this guy out. You know, Scotty Miller's got a little bruise. We can keep Scotty out. The way the Rams can use Von Miller is like they don't need him this week. I mean, you look at that team, they're blowing people out every other week without Von Miller. The key is, can Von Miller, in crucial games against Arizona or Russell Wilson, or can he be available to play? And when you're deep, and the GM gets credit in Tampa, and the GM gets credit in L.A., Les Snead, when you're deep, you don't need him every snap.
Right.
He just comes in, and he's got to be, you have probably four games on that schedule, they're like, Vaughn is going to make a big play in those games. So Tampa and the Rams now, that is the advantage to having hit on so many free agents and draft picks, is that you really don't need Vaughn to be Hall of Fame Vaughn to be wildly important or valuable.
Yeah, no, that's why I push back on the idea like, oh, he's not 2015 Von Miller. You don't need him to be. It's the same thing as Antonio Brown. Everyone was like, oh, it's not going to work. You don't need Antonio Brown to be your number one wide receiver. Look at the wide receiving corps. You just need him to contribute in big moments. And once he gets into the flow of things, he may step up and be that. But you don't need him to be that. And that's the value of bringing someone
like that. I love when you get, James Harden to the Nets.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Von Miller to the Rams. I love when you get great players in new environments and you're like, oh, I want to see this puppy work.
Well, he has 19 total tackles and 4.5 sacks this year. They're 10th in points allowed, first in total sacks. They're tied for first in interceptions, 21st in yards allowed per game. So, you know, they want to improve on that. But, you know, this is just another addition to what is a solid defense. So the NBA has made a point this season to eliminate non-basketball moves and avoid calling defensive fouls during those plays. So some players have been vocal about either loving or hating the new rules, but the league is pleased so far. The VP of referee development, Monty McCutcheon, said the referees have done an excellent job. I think in any of this, there's some adjustment period on the shooting foul itself. We're in the middle of that adjustment period with the staff, but to be clear, we love where the game has been from a freedom of movement perspective over the past few years, and we do not want to give that up in any way.
Wow.
They also said that from a data perspective, there's not been any evidence of increased physicality on the court. So, again, we knew what players were going to be affected by this, your James Harden, your Trae Young. But, you know, there is a bulk, Joel Klatt mentioned yesterday, there's a bell curve. You want to make an adjustment that affects the bulk of your players and not the outliers, and that's what they're doing, and they're happy with it.
How about that? And by the way, you seen the Warriors? Miami Heat and the Warriors right now? If you stopped the season today and said NBA Finals, Miami Heat and Warriors.
I'll watch that.
I'll be fun. Well, it's not like they haven't been successful. They got good ownership.
It's not shocking when good coaches. Cultures.
Yeah. Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Got Greg Cosell, top of the hour. Albert Breer's around the corner on all this stuff. This is so much fun. Yeah, okay, can I just go off on something here for a second? Joy and I discussed this a little bit yesterday. The Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan. So Scottie Pippen was outraged by The Last Dance. He thought Michael tried to make him look bad. And then Scotty now is writing a book, and there's some excerpts coming out of it, and it's just ripping Jordan. Okay, if we all acknowledge that Michael and Scotty needed each other and were great together, we'll all acknowledge that. Now, Michael was more important, but Scotty had value. Batman did need Robin a couple of times in chaos. And I don't think Michael would have won six. He'd have won eventually, but he wouldn't have won six without Scotty. And I think Michael knows that. I think Phil Jackson knows it. I think Scotty absolutely knows it. And wants you to know it. But let me ask you. What was Scotty before Michael? I never heard of him. And what's Scotty done after Michael? Houston was a disaster. He averaged 11 a game for Portland. He's had some financial trouble. Okay, what was Scotty in the 2 years Michael wasn't around? Gun charge, refused to go into a basketball playoff game, doubled down on it in the documentary, which I thought made him look incredibly, incredibly bad. I got nothing against Scotty, and I know him. But you didn't know who Scotty was before Mike. They gave him the baton when Mike left. He didn't do well. And that since Michael, he's relevant you get today because of the documentary, which he, by the way, hates. That's why we're talking about him. But by the way, what has Michael Jordan done before Scottie Pippen? Oh, he was a high school All-American. He was a college All-American. He was an NBA scoring champion. And he was already becoming a behemoth in marketing. And what has Michael done after Scottie Pippen? Bought an NBA team and become a billionaire. Michael was always going to be good. Scotty doesn't have a lot of successes pre-Michael and post-Michael. I think Scottie Pippen this morning may hate the documentary, but that documentary is why we're even talking about Scottie. Is that he's always had this chip on his shoulder about Michael Jordan. Do you know what a gift it is in life if you're a painter and Picasso put his arm around you for 6-7 years? The ability to be Robin to the greatest Batman ever. I said this about Kyrie. You got to play with LeBron. You don't leave LeBron in his prime. Oh, what? You think, what? Like when you get a gift, Michael was a gift. Magic Johnson's a gift. When you get the opportunity to be a Brady teammate, you don't think Mike Evans realized what a damn gift it is? You don't think Chris Godwin, Gronk, they don't understand how lucky they are? You don't get to work with Brady and Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Magic in their prime. When you get that gift, let them be the star. Just ride the wave, brother. Like Scotty, I didn't know who you were before Michael. You got the baton for 2 years and messed it up. You didn't do anything after Michael. Lose the bitterness. Be a little grateful for the opportunity to be conjoined with the greatest basketball player most of us have ever seen.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences, loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
All right, we got to get to Albert Breer. There's a lot of stuff cooking here. Monday Morning Quarterback brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. He is wearing Cleveland Brown orange. So that is a fitting shade of orange to wear today. Let's start with this. Do your sources tell you, do teams believe Odell can still play, Odell Beckham?
I think we got our answer, the way the league feels about Odell the other day, to be honest with you, Colin. I mean, if you remember, like, Stephon Diggs had a social media issue with the Vikings a couple of years ago, and that's what prompted the Buffalo Bills to pick up the phone and call and offer more than a first-round pick for him. And so these teams are acutely aware of what's going on with these guys and potential issues that could crop up. And so, if another team had looked at it and saw Odell at his number, at his price, as an attractive option and saw that on social media, they would have picked up the phone and talked to Cleveland right away. My understanding is Cleveland didn't get very many calls ahead of the 4 o'clock deadline on Tuesday. They had some talks with the New Orleans Saints, but that didn't go much of anywhere. The Saints were working several different teams on receivers, and so now they are where they are. Now, I would caution, the one thing is, this is sort of like what it was like with Randy Moss. I was covering the Patriots at the time in 2007, where the Raiders didn't have much interest in Randy Moss when they traded him to New England. But certainly, I think the league has sort of spoken on this one. No one was aggressively pursuing Odell Beckham after everything happened on social media with LeBron and his dad, and ahead of that 4 o'clock deadline on Tuesday.
You know, Albert, it's interesting. Joy and I said in September, there's going to be this stretch of games when Baker's playing Burrow and Kyler and Mac Jones and Baker and Lamar Jackson. And these are contemporaries. These aren't old legends. We don't expect him to be as good as Aaron if he played him. No, it's all his contemporaries. The guys that are going to get the bag, they're going to get money. And here we are in that moment, and it's the biggest disruption of the season. And I've said, Baker Mayfield Airlines has constant turbulence. I'm not blaming anybody here, but it's just the reality. Calling out the medical staff, Duke Johnson's money. Do you think there are people here, if they got rolled by Cincinnati and Burrow, and Mac Jones outplayed Baker, you think there are people in that building saying, making a decision, we're 4-6, this isn't going to work?
I mean, I think long-term there's a lot on the line for Baker here over the next few weeks. And the biggest tell, Colin, is that they let him go into year four. If you look at the current rookie salary system, right, there are only two examples of guys who went into year four and still wound up getting big contracts after not getting them after year three, which is the first point at which they're eligible. Those two cases were slam dunks, Andrew Luck and Cam Newton. So, you know, I think by definition, you look at his situation, he's playing for a lot right now. And the Browns are really weighing that, you know, whether or not he's worth a top of the market contract. Are they willing to pay him? Yeah, they're willing to pay him. But, you know, this has increasingly become a yes or no question with young quarterbacks. You either pay him at the top of the market or you walk away from him.
Yep.
And I don't know that the Browns right now are willing to pay him at the top of the market. Otherwise, they would have signed him by now. And so, you know, I think the Browns very much will be weighing the way that Baker Mayfield looks with the players around him over the rest of the season against what maybe a Deshaun Watson or a Russell Wilson or even an Aaron Rodgers might look like with that group in 2022. So I think it's a big stretch here. The last 10 weeks of the season for Baker Mayfield, he's got a lot on the line.
I want to get to a couple things, and we don't have a ton of time, but I want to get on this. Aaron Rodgers. He will be eligible to come back the Saturday before they play the Seahawks.
Yep.
Yikes. I guess he would be the starting quarterback. I mean, right? Like he would play then, right?
I mean, they could put him – so they could like set him up virtually where he's doing the mental stuff, you know? Like you could have him as part of meetings and those sorts of things where you could get him ready and ramp him up and just trust that he's going to be physically ready to play. He knows how to get himself physically ready to play. So – you know, I certainly think there's a chance that he could play in that Seattle game. I think for right now, the bigger question is how they handle it going forward. And what's interesting about it, Colin, to me, is they're going to get a real life look at Jordan Love now. And this is different than looking at him in the preseason or in practice. Like they're going to get a look at what Jordan Love looks like on a very big stage in a pressure situation. Not only are they going to get a look at it, the rest of the league is going to get a look at him too. And so, maybe that winds up playing into how you handle that Seattle week. Like if he comes out here and looks like crap against the Chiefs, maybe you say we're doing everything we can to get Aaron Rodgers in a position to play. Maybe if he plays great and they beat the Chiefs handily, maybe they look at it and say, we wouldn't mind getting a second look at Jordan Love.
That's
and maybe
right.
That's what's best for the team right now.
Yeah.
So I think it really sets up as an interesting situation based on how Jordan Love plays against the Chiefs.
About 2 minutes left. You have some insight on the Von Miller Denver to Rams trade. I want to hear it. Give me that. That sounds
fun. Yeah, there are two sides to this, really. Like, and I think with the Rams, a lot of people look at them as being reckless, and I don't think they have been. You know, and I think over the last couple of years, they've really focused what they've done and who they're going after.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I've been told they're doing is they're really valuing certain positions, and they're saying, we need to get guys who can score and guys who can prevent the other team from scoring. So really, there are four positions that they're going to do these sorts of things and be aggressive at. Receiver, they rewarded Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods a second time, right? Quarterback, we saw what they did with Stafford. With the pass rushers, obviously, they've rewarded Aaron Donald. They paid Leonard Floyd. Now they're bringing in Von Miller. And at corner is Jalen Ramsey. And so there's a very focused approach from the Rams front office. They believe they can churn linebackers, they can churn running backs, they can churn safeties, and they've learned from the lessons of paying guys like Todd Gurley. So I think people are looking at this and saying, oh, it's just the Rams throwing more crap at the wall. It's become a much more focused approach over the last couple of years. And then creatively for the Broncos, they actually bought one of those draft picks. I don't know if people realize this. That second round pick was for Von Miller. The third round pick was actually for the $9 million the Broncos paid. So they bought that second draft pick. So now the Broncos have multiple picks in the second, third, fifth, and seventh rounds there are going to be players in the quarterback market in February and March. And now not only are they able to look at bringing in a quarterback like a Rodgers or a Wilson or a Watson, they can also tell that quarterback, we've got some capital to put some things around you.
Good stuff. Albert Breer. Really, really interesting. Thanks, buddy. Monday morning quarterback Albert Breer. You know, it's also interesting. The Rams are a little like the opposite of the Colts. The Colts have a great roster, but at key positions, left tackle, pass rusher, corner, wide receiver, they're not special. But the rest of the roster is fine. The Rams have some, you know, areas where they're not special. But at corner, left tackle, quarterback, pass rusher, corner, they're great. Wide receiver. So the Colts and the Rams, and as good and well-run as the Colts are, the knock is they're not special where you got to be special. It's pretty interesting. You learn stuff on this show. It's almost like it's our guests are the teacher, and we're the aides for the teacher, and then you are the pupils out there, and you're just every day there's just a lesson to be learned. And that wasn't that condescending, was it? Order Jersey Mike's in your mobile app. Get delivery right to your home or pick up from the nearest location. Limited time, game day, Saturday delivery for free. Jersey Mike's app, order through it. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. Greg Cosell, you bet football. You play fantasy football. You want to get smarter in football. Anybody better than Greg Cosell? Around the corner, hour two next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.